Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you see this, producer Tim? Gen X. No, sorry. We had some sense. Gen Z, which has no sense. New poll, 47% of Gen Zers say they've been having more sex while working remotely and that it is one of the top three things that they enjoy about remote work and don't want to give up. But... oh, no, wait. Wait for the punchline. You're going to love this. I don't know who devised this poll. Person was a genius. But 38% said that they might be willing to return to the office post-COVID if they can have, I kid you not, quote, private spaces for hookups and solo play. What? I didn't even need to read that. I didn't even read that part. Oh, my gosh. During the workday? Ew. Gross. Who goes in and cleans that?
And at the workplace?
That is a hazmat situation right there.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah. They want pimping space, basically. Not with an actual pimp, but yeah. Yeah, I'll come in, but I want to be able to have sex on the job.
You'd need like a whole washroom for that. Like,
what are you looking? Shower. Yeah, I know. Like, yes, thank you. Showers. Who sanitizes the surfaces? I mean, you need a special cleaning crew for that.
Yeah, with hazmat suits and everything.
38% say they want private spaces for hookups and solo play during the workday so they could, quote, take a break alone or with a coworker. Okay, I am not taking the HR job in that business. Not doing it. No way.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, how would something like HR react to something like that? Like, they are already, like, you know, you can't talk to people a certain way. You can't touch people a certain way. And now we're, you know, taking a whole leap on the other end of the spectrum. That's weird. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I don't even know how that would work because, like, you've been through our training module about don't sexually harass people.
Yeah.
Here in the workplace.
Yeah.
At Odyssey. Yeah. And it's like, okay, you can legally date them, but these 55 things.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look at them weird or don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much if you want to take them out, you gotta ask them off campus and you can only wink and nod. You can't actually speak.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a risk.
It's a risk. Absolutely. Okay. Meanwhile, you ever see a thing and you find you're like, yeah, I know exactly what they mean by that?
Sure.
Okay. I bet you will know exactly what they mean by this.
Okay.
Office butt.
Wait. Office bud?
Office butt. Office B-U-T-T. Butt. What is an office butt?
Office butt?
Like, you just had a guess.
I don't know. A douchebag?
Office. Okay. Let me give you a better hint. Office chair butt. What is that? I saw the headline and I knew. I knew exactly what it was. Office I see them all the time. Butt. Office
I'm
chair butt.
Terrible at this guessing game.
Yeah, you're not very good today, Tim. No. You step up. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I notice people's butts too much. I don't know. Office chair butt. Oh, I've noticed office chair butt for years. It's like I can actually tell what the shape of your office chair is by looking at your butt. That's what it is.
Okay, yeah, I've never done that. That's, yeah.
You haven't noticed that?
No.
Really?
Nope, I have not.
Okay, it's trending. So it's not just me. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
I saw this on X last week, office chair butt, and I went, I bet that is, and I had to click on it. I was right. It's when you spend so much time in that chair, your butt begins to take the shape of the chair, which, by the way, biologically, your muscles will do.
Really?
Yes. You know that. It's where what should be the, like, cute little cheeks of your butt end up shoved up by your hips. Oh, come on. Somebody out there, save me here. Tell me you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. You walk around. You're like, yeah, I can see the shape of that woman's butt.
I'm looking.
Right there in the office chair.
I'm looking it up right now.
Look it up. The pictures, oh my gosh.
Images. Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking, can you see?
Yeah, I see it now. That's.
Oh, you were going to see it everywhere. You're going to hate me. Yeah, once you see it, you cannot unsee it.
Well, you learn something new every day, right?
Yes. Technically, office chair butt is when you get a flat, saggy, unimpressive backside because you sit too much at work. But actually what it is your muscles will take the shape of that chair. Because
can't you work out and, like, you know,
yes, yes, you can.
Okay.
And it will turn it around. However,
there's hope for people.
Yeah. If you cannot motivate yourself to get up and walk around at least every other hour, not every other hour, every single hour for cardio purposes, like, you don't care if your arteries are hardening as you speak. Some you don't. You don't want that office chair butt. Oh, that's ugly.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, it's where the bulk of your butt ends up around your hips, not, and it ends up flat and compressed. It's ugly. I tell you, and once I've said this, you will see office chair butt everywhere.
I'm gonna start looking.
Yeah, my
without being creepy.
Now I don't mean to brag, producer Tim, but I have not been to the gym in years until recently. My daughter's trying to get into, like, a military academy, so she's trying to get in shape for, like, that very rigorous.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
Cool.
And so we work out hard, and she drags me with her. So I go every other day now to the gym. And I am proud to announce I started off in the beginning. I could only bench 70 pounds with my rear end. I can bench 170 pounds with my butt.
There you go.
I can.
That's an accomplishment.
So, yes, I am fighting office chair butt with every fiber of my being.
There you go.
Yeah. So ask me in a few months if I'm getting anywhere.
I will.
Yeah, but I can. I can lift 170 pounds with my butt, which is more than I can lift with my arms. So I knew you wanted to know that. Okay, back to war with Iran. You know what? If you can't fight war with Iran, fight office chair butt. Get up, move around. I know that's asking a lot. Some suggestions for fighting office chair butt. Hey, when you're on a phone call with a client, why are you sitting? Get up and walk. Put something you need regular access to a few feet away from your desk. Choose a bathroom that's a little bit further away. Or, if nobody's looking, stand up and do some butt clenches several times a day. Wake up that butt muscle. And maybe walk to a coworker's desk and stand, talk to them instead of sending an email or calling. We can all do our part to fight office chair butt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the Israelis have announced the destruction of 200 Iranian ballistic missile launchers. It's a severe blow to Iran's arsenal. Yesterday, they were up to 120. That was about a third of Iran's estimated arsenal of about 360 launchers. This, you know, going to 200 is, you know, meaning they have about 160 launchers remaining, although that number continues to dwindle as operations proceed. Good. Like taking a gun away from a child. A violent, delusional child. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv mayor announces, U.S. is a second headline 851. U.S. sends stealth fighters to Middle East as Iran-Israel tensions escalate. And now there's some debate as to whether Israel, as Lee was saying earlier, needs the bunker buster in Iran. I said that about a week ago. I said, I would be surprised if Iran doesn't have that. And they've just kept it on the down low. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe Israel can do this entirely by itself. A great tweet from Shabos Kristenbaum. Iran, and reminding us, Iran tried assassinating President Trump twice. Could have been three times, honestly, but we'll go with two. President Trump even left instructions in case they succeeded. Folks, when President Trump has to say to stay alive, to threaten Iran, if you kill me, there will be total destruction. Joe Biden never had to do that. Iran doesn't want Biden dead. Democrat Party, that's who sends them pallets of cash. Folks, we are here because of the Democrat Party, period. And it's not just Joe Biden. It goes back to Barack Obama. Pallets of cash. Unmarked bills. You were never supposed to know. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party in Iran are allies. And they have one mutual enemy, mainly. The Republicans. Anyway, the irony of it. Iran tried assassinating President Trump twice. President Trump even left instructions in case they succeeded. Yeah, he's going to level that country. It is now President Trump who will eliminate the Ayatollah. To America's foreign adversaries, threaten our president, and we will blanking kill you. That needs to be understood. We need that lesson in the world so badly right now. It has become outrageous what people are getting away with. Truly outrageous. Okay, meanwhile, I want to go back and read just some headlines to you. And I've been sitting here pulling up from my history. Three charged in Iran-linked murder plots, with one targeting Donald Trump as revenge for killing Qasem Soleimani. Headline, Beirut Marines reflect on the death of Hezbollah leader who planned the 1983 attack, over 100 Marines killed. Another headline, Iran has attacked U.S. troops 83 times since Biden became president. We have three dead soldiers from Georgia to show for that. I just wonder why the NAACP is on that. I mean, one of Iran's proxies literally flew a drone right into the base and killed them. All three of them were black. NAACP, where were they? You know what Biden, do you remember what Biden did? He gave them a warning where he was going to strike back and return so that they could clear out. Headline, report, Iran killed 600 U.S. soldiers in the Iraq war, still unavenged. Folks, we have been at war with Iran since 1979. It's an endless war because no White House, you know what the problem is? No White House president has had the gonads to finish it. Look, George Bush let Iran kill hundreds of troops with lethal EFP IEDs. He did nothing. We should be all on our hands and knees thanking God, thanking Trump for unleashing hellfire on Iran via Israel. And if we have to finish it, then so be it. It's got to be finished. And you know what? But the reason for the endless wars is we never finish them because of all the hand-wringing in D.C. Take George Bush in Desert Storm. stopped it after 72 hours. Take a listen from General Sherman. And we need Israel to finish this one. And if it takes a few supporting B-2 flights, so be it. Nobody is talking about boots on the ground, period. And I would not support that. Folks, I get that you have been traumatized, okay? I've been traumatized. Most of the, you know what's so funny today to me? People are calling me a neocon and a warmonger. You guys are usually yelling at me because I don't want to go to war. Because I am really traumatized by what they have, the lies they told us to get us to go to war. Let me tell you where what the line is here and what the confusion is, okay? This ain't Iraq and it's not Afghanistan. We could have and should have gone into Afghanistan quickly instead of dithering like Bush did and just wiped out bin Laden, taking out the top leaders of the Taliban. Light footprint. But what got us in trouble in Afghanistan and Iraq is nation building. It's the nation building we did afterward. Why? Because George W. Bush, the Republican Party at the time, was primarily funded by the military-industrial complex donors. And now Democrats have gotten in on that big PLS. They're into it too. The nation building is what the problem was. Now you talk about the 2,000 casualties we took in Afghanistan. Most of those were during nation building. Trump has been really clear. And if you watch how Trump fights, small footprint, mostly special forces backed by drones. And a lot of this we do from satellite in the air. Folks, we couldn't do that 2000 through 2005. I mean, most of the drone tech that we have now, including stuff you could buy on Amazon, came out of the Iraq war. We developed it. We didn't have it the first, 5 years of the war in Afghanistan. Adam, we really didn't start getting those true quality drones until like 2010, 2011. This is not the same thing. And so what you think of as war, oh, we're going to start another war. It's going to be terrible. It's going to go on for, no. That is not war. That is nation building. That's play war. And it's play war to justify the printing of money and the supporting of all these contractors. And then, it just snowballed because there was so many ex-military making money from their contracting companies. They cut a check to Republicans or Democrats. Then they want a job. So we create a supply chain with nation building as the excuse. Nobody is talking about nation building. I wouldn't support it. I don't want boots on the ground in Iran. First and foremost, because we don't need that. We need to take out their nuclear reactors. So I understand there's a lot of people here, you know, war, Middle East, think, oh no, here we go again. No. No, there should be really no jobs for the military industrial complex here. I mean, you know, maybe special forces going in to take out somebody or somebody else or, you know, with boots on the ground with the Mossad. But that, I mean, like very, the kind of operations we've always been doing. It's the nation building that got us in trouble. And nobody is suggesting that. And I don't even know what we would need it for. But we do need to get rid of the nuclear capabilities. They cannot have a new, not when they have hit us again and again and again, and most lately in partnership with China.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.